The fame of this will be diffused as far as dawn sends light. Men will forget the wall I drudged at with Apollo for Laomedon." Hot with irritation, Zeus replied, "By thunder, lord of the wide sea's power, shaking islands and mainland, sulking, you? Another god, 100 times feebler than you are in force of hand and spirit, might be worried over this stratagem, this wall. Your own renown is widespread as the light of dawn. Come, look ahead. When the Achaeans take again to their ships and sail for their own land, break up the wall and wash it out to sea. Envelop the whole shore with sand. That way the Achaean wall may vanish from the earth." So ran their colloquy. The sun went down, and now the Achaean labor was accomplished. Amid their huts they slaughtered beasts and made their evening meal. Wine ships had come ashore from Lemnos, a whole fleet loaded with wine. These ships were sent by Eunias, Jason's son, born to that hero by Hypsipyle. To Agamemnon, as to Menelaus, he gave 1,000 measures of the wine for trading, so the troops could barter for it, some with bronze and some with shining iron, others with hides and others still with oxen, some with slaves. They made a copious feast, and all night long Achaeans with flowing hair feasted, while the Trojans and their allies likewise made a feast. But all night long Zeus the profound made thunder overhead while pondering calamities to come, and men turned pale with fear. Tilting their cups, they poured out wine upon the ground. No man would drink again till he had spilt his cup to heaven's overlord. But at long last they turned to rest and took the gift of sleep.